Hello.
Billy.
What?
Can you hear me?
Well, I can hear you loud and clear, Professor.
Hi, Billy.
The Dominator.
The Dominator, the Professor. Are you ready?
This could be anything. Yeah.
This could be anything. I'm going to start straight away. Welcome to Bush Footy Yarns once again. Very special podcast today. Two legends of the bush, Grant Squasher Woden and the Professor, Mick Dodson. Welcome, boys. What have you been up to footy-wise this year?
Oh, hey, Billy.
You go first, Otto.
Oh, thanks, Squash. Mate, we've had a pretty good season here in Goulburn. I think we'll either end up finishing second or third, and we've got one comp game to go, and then the final start.
So, and that's the Goulburn Bulldogs, Professor. And I sent a message to Aaron Gorrell from Queanbeyan, thinking that you'd retired, which you do every year. And I said, guys, who's the best prop in the Canberra comp? I'd like to approach him to come to Park. And he sent back and said, the best prop in the comps, the Professor, Mick Dodson. So you're back and you're still going.
Oh, I don't know about that, mate. I think Goz was being pretty generous.
Yeah, I think you're being pretty generous. Squasher.
Yeah, mate, yeah.
Did I read you retired?
Yeah, I did retire, but it didn't last real long. I did retire, and then, mate, I just been struggling with a back injury. I rang Dotto, and he didn't realise I was asking me for some advice. Well, he had a Dotto, and I said, oh, I'm thinking about retiring. And he goes, oh, well, I've struggled through seasons like that. And then he more or less told me to hang him up.
I did not.
And I see you've got the Darren Lockyer voice on, Squash. A bit of the flu?
No, mate, I got elbowed in the throat in 2004 playing up for Wynnum. And, yeah, it just comes and goes like this all the time.
Fair dinkum.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it drives me mad.
Too many Tim Browns last night, I reckon.
Nah, CCs.
I'll tell you what, it's a fair effort to get up there and reach that that larynx of yours for whoever did it.
Yeah, it was an elbow. I ran straight in an elbow for a bloke called Troy Lindsay.
Troy Lindsay.
Yeah, Cowboy. I think he's the most capped player to ever play for Redcliffe.
Queenslander, see?
Yeah, Queenslander.
Yeah. Now, and you're with Tookley?
No, mate, I'm captain coach in Orimba at the moment.
Orimba? Rightio, that's in the Central Coast Comp?
In the Central Coast Comp, yeah. We've just had a really tough year. We've only won one game, and, she's been a tough year. Just got a lot of young kids. Financially, we didn't have much money to go and buy anyone, so we just tried to pull all the local juniors that we could get in and then go from there.
And it's speaking of young fellas, both of you guys have had the opportunity to play with your sons, Dotto Ryan and Squash's son, Young Squash. How's he going? Is he up there with you?
Bailey's not with me. He lives at Musselbrook, but he got a job in the mines, so he had the year off and just concentrated on work.
Yeah, rightio. It's the way of the future, it seems.
Yeah, it is, mate.
And where's Ryan at these days there, Professor?
Yeah, mate, he's down with Cronulla. Yeah, he's in their 19s development. And yeah, he's been training with the 20s and, yeah, just waiting to get opportunity, hopefully.
Yeah, well, he's with the right club, the Mighty Sharks. Speaking of that, did you get a chance to watch the young Dubbo product last night, Matthew Burton?
I missed it, mate. Yeah, I seen it all on Facebook and stuff, but, yeah.
Yeah, I was the same. I actually missed it. But, all reports that he actually jumped straight and carved up.
Oh, look, I've got that. Take the bias away. I think he's got a big future. He's just calm. He nothing seemed to faze him. He laid on a try, done some kicks. He wasn't out, like, the star of the show, but he, at 18 years old, like, last year he was playing, I watched him at Parks. He played in an under-18s semi-final. And then,
that's a big jump, isn't it?
That's massive. Yeah.
Grand final day, he played in the 18s, and then he played in first grade, went on in on the wing, and
wow,
that so, to go from there, like last year being around, and then and you know half a season later, it was a pretty special thing, and I think all the group and all the Western area is proud of him, and oh shit, you're not, he's I think he's going to be very classy. Even Phil Gould said he didn't want to talk him up too much during the week because he said, I've actually thought all along he could be the best of the lot of them.
Far out, that's a big rap.
Yeah, that's a big rap. So back to you two fellas. You's met through representing Country First together, is that right?
Oh, we played Bidgee Bulls first, didn't we, Squash?
Yeah, we played Bidgee Bulls first, and I had to keep Dotto even try kidding. I wanted to go out on the piss all the time.
Were you bad, Professor?
No, mate. We both know that's a lie. Someone kept trying to drag me with him all the time.
Was that when Bidgee, that was like the Canberra comp and
Group 9 and Group 20, yeah.
Yeah, they made us co-captains, but the co-captain would never do anything, wouldn't talk to the team or anything.
I just put myself on a media ban and let you go with it.
I just said, Dotto, you know, this is a shared responsibility.
the co-captains, and through that start there in that rep footy, has went all the way to represent Country, both proud Country boys and very honoured to wear the Guernsey. Tell us about our little mate, Dennis Moran. You met him through there. He would never been out on the drink on those representative trips, would he?
No, he was always in the gym training, up early morning, 6:30, and in the gym training. But, yeah, no, Dennis was really good to have in the country. So it's just a great experience, and he was a bit of a calming influence for a lot of the young blokes there.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was a super bloke to have around.
Yeah, and so you three were the front row. That's a fair front row.
No, the professor was in the back row then. He was still a bit quicker then.
A bit smaller and nimble.
Yeah, he had that footwork at the line then. Now he just carts are up, barrels are over.
And in your early days, Your story was well documented. Squash, you were trying to make the NRL, and it was a struggle for anyone. You were with the Northern Flea Eagles, weren't you?
Yeah. I went down with the Northern Eagles, and then played for Manly the first year back as Manly at Brookie Oval. So, yeah, I enjoyed the 2 years down there.
And whereabouts do you hail from originally?
I grew up out at the Oaks, out near Picton and that.
Righty-o.
So I grew up out there, and then when I grew up out there, she was a small country town. But we used to go rabbiting and that nearly every arvo, but now you go out there, she's nearly joined on to Campbelltown.
Yeah, it is big out that way.
Yeah.
And Professor, he's originally from Ewabalong, which is way out west in the vicinity of Condable and Lake Angelico, and then moved to Goulburn, I believe, during his younger years. And did you have a stint with North?
Yeah, mate, that's how I ended up in Goulburn. I went down to North because it was a massive trip from out west, you know, back in the day. We didn't have any bypasses and stuff then. And
oh, you made it from Ewabalong to
North, yeah. Yeah,
righto.
I only played juniors and that. And mum and dad moved to Goulburn to be a bit closer. And that's how I ended up back here.
Yeah, if my memory serves me correct, you lived with Billy Moore.
Yeah, mate, yeah.
Tell us, I'm sure there's a story, something that you nearly poisoned me.
Yeah, I was a bit sheltered back home with mum, and yeah, went down there and living with Billy, hadn't done any of the domestic stuff myself, and thought I was doing a good thing, cleaning the kitchen up with hospital strength domestos, and yeah, I cleaned all the benches off, and then I decided to make me and Billy a couple of toasted sandwiches.
Oh.
And the bread must have soaked up the domestos. Didn't hurt me, but it buckled in.
Oh, that's classic. Well, you were having a go.
Well, I was doing my best.
Yeah, you were doing your best, and it just shows the difference between the country New South Wales boys and Queensland. Like, you wouldn't have struck a blow, and old Billy got buckled.
Now, Tony still don't let him clean.
That's a good way of getting out of the clean. Now, you've both, obviously played high levels of football. Daniel Ritter, the Scone lock forward. You've actually played like with him at Scone and Professor in rep footy. I've saw Daniel Ritter in 2008 at Dubbo, Group 21, played Group 10. That's when they just had the group knockout thing. And he was a 20-year-old kid, and he just destroyed Group 10. And they were about $9 head-to-head, Group 21. How does he rate for you guys as a player, I'd like to know?
Oh, for me, Rowdy, he was the one that got me up the Scone. Mate, I'd probably put him in my top five players that I played with or against. He's he's very tough, and people don't realise he's actually quite skillful with the footy too.
But
he's very good with the footy. Played a lot of 5'8" as a kid, and he's just one of them tough blokes. Bit like Dotto and Dennis, when you're in the trenches, they'll really jump on board and try to help you get out of the problem. But yeah, he used to come up with some big plays at the right times.
Yeah.
Thanks, mate.
Yeah, no, mate, I'm the same as Squash. He'd be definitely in the top five. He was one of them blokes you just love to play with. You know what I mean? The same as Squash and Dennis. Just them blokes you want to play footy with.
Yeah, and then he's a bit younger. I'll tell you, we actually went up to Scone, the Park Spaceman, this year and played a trial match against Scone, and I had a conversation with Ritter at the pub afterwards, and he spoke of his enormous respect for you guys. But for me, you both know I love bush footy players more than NRL and that, and I got up there and noticed that he was in the 13. So I've slipped the 13 on for Parks and opposed him. I wanted to take him on and got a photo with him after the game, like just with our backs with the 13s and then our fronts, and he's going, he's very anti-social media and stuff, and he's going, you know, what are you doing with this? And I said, just keeping it, mate. That's how much I respected him.
Mate, he is a very funny bloke. I'll tell you now, he's Melly's wife, her family, they all go out to Glenbourne Dam water skiing and that at Christmas.
Yep.
And Rowdy Daniel won't go past the gates of Scone.
Funny you say that, because I know, like, people have tried to get him elsewhere, and we had that conversation, and he said he's that sort of bloke. The fella he'd done his apprenticeship with?
Yep, still works 100%. And he'll probably never work for anyone else again in his life.
Yeah, I got that feeling as well, which is that loyalty. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, right. Mate, he's a very funny fella, Rowdy is.
And just for the record, just so people don't get the wrong impression here, that game where I was 13 and he was 13, I started off the bench and... They were very solid, Scone. Very, very solid, hard footy. And I was going to go on to try and, you know, lift the Parks boys, but I decided that it was probably better left than to leave the young blokes on there themselves. And I only went on for about 3 minutes and didn't do much. Because I'm telling you, it was fucking hard. And Daniel Ritter was doing exactly what you just said, Squash. He was doing the hard work. He was doing the ball playing. He was... he was phenomenal, and I sort of felt a couple of those hits close to the sideline, and just, you know, at 41, I was prepared to get out there and mix it, but then I decided it'd be better thing for the young blokes.
Thought better of it, Billy.
Yeah, I passed it up because he's only 30 odd.
Yeah, he's 30 now.
30. That's the thing, you don't realise he's that young.
But he's got a head on him like a 50-year-old.
Yeah, he does have a thing that you, you just know he's going to be tough. And when I asked for the photo, when Dennis was coaching Western Division, I drove up to Singleton to watch Western because I love them. And I was sort of, they were playing Riddersside, Greater Northern, and I was sort of like the only person there. I was cheering, yelling, and going for Western. And first thing he goes, oh, you're not going to give me a hard time like you did up at and but that comes back to his passion of where he's from, because he's as passionate as that area as I am of Western. And I said, mate, I didn't say a word to you. I wasn't expecting that, but because I was saying it to the team, he, yeah, he's a little bit cranky at me.
Oh, he can hold a grudge too.
Yeah. So I was trying to backtrack there and just... if they play later this year, which could be on the cards, I'm probably going to have to just maintain my support, but be careful about it. Now, we've mentioned Ritter. Some of the best players you've played with and against down, you know, around the bush, which has been around, is Sheppy Stonham. He's a bit of a legend. He's your era sort of thing. Is that right?
Yeah. I played country with Shep for a few years. He's he was a tough fella. Dotto would have played a lot of footy with Shep.
Yeah, I played hoops with Shep. He was he's another bloke you just love to play with. Yeah, could play in the centres or the front row if you needed him to. Yeah. Nah, he was real handy, Shep.
And he's a Queanbeyan Blue. They're the, is that right, Queanbeyan Blue?
Yeah, mate. Yep. Yep.
Yeah. Now, basically, how we met through Bush Footy Yarns. I remember Squasher when I first started Bush Footy Yarns, and Squasher had liked the page. I messaged him and said, I'd like to do a story on you. Can I give you a buzz? And Squasher's like, no worries. I'll never forget it. I went out to the shed in Orange and there was an old snooker table there that the owner owned, and I laid on it, and I had a beer and a piece of paper, and I talked to Squasher for an hour or so, and that's how we met. And then with you, Dotto, was you went back out to Lake Angelico to play for Lakes United, you have on Sharks.
TLU, yeah, Lake Sharks.
Yeah, Tullamore Lakes United. You're a special man in Bush Footy Yarns, the history of it, because when I was Googling this Mick Dodson, I found there's a Professor Mick Dodson. and so I said, I'm going to call this bloke the Professor. And that created just a dynasty of nicknames, and people were just loving that you were the Professor. And then you became the inaugural nickname inductee, the captain of the nickname club, and you're huge in Bush Footy Yarns history. But Jaden Kelly, both of you have played with young Jaden. That's who sort of first met down there, Professor. How does he rate?
Yeah, Jado's definitely up there. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Jado's up there. He's one of them young blokes that probably could have done something a little bit higher with footy. But mate, I played. Jado was in my side at Wagga when we won the comp down there, and he was one of them blokes that I remember we were playing South City one game, and it was 20-18, and I said, Jado, listen, we need to win this game, mate. And I said, I'm going to take a hit up, and I said, can you score a try? I take a hit up and Jado scores a winning try with about 10 seconds to go. It's just a bit of a freak.
Was that off an offload off you or just from a quick play?
Just from a play the ball. Like he just singled blokes out and he's got a good step and he's just gone straight through untouched. Yeah, he's a good little footy player, Jado.
He can whack him too, don't worry. And I speaking of that Wagaroo side, he said, I spoke to him about it and he said... he goes, the first set of six, Squasher took the first hit up, the third hit up, and the fifth hit up. He said, no. He said, when he'd done the fifth, I knew we were going to fucking win. And there's still 79 minutes to go. Like he said, I knew this is what we're going to get all game. And that was a Did you play against Josh Cale down there
as well? Yeah, I played against Joshy. Yeah, he was a good footy player.
Yeah. And that was a strong comp, group nine?
Yeah, mate. At the time, I think that was one of the best country comps running around. It was, they had Joey Williams and Josh down there and a couple of Islander fellas. And Gundagai had Jason Ferris and Daniel Wagon and Matty Rose and all that. So, yeah, it was a very good, very, very good comp.
Yeah. Now, Professor, your ventures out to you, Avalong, they're the stuff of, you know, there should be books written about it because you were living in Gulgong and in 2013?
Yeah, 2013 and then, yeah, 2016. Yeah.
You travelled out to TLU. No money required. Was your old school sort of, you wanted to get back to your hometown. I remember you saying one time, hay to Goulburn was an astronomical amount of kilometres, but you were making them trips week in, week out, and most times you went out, you won the comp. Is that right?
Yeah. Like, it wasn't because of me. I was just lucky, you know. We got some good blokes come through and a few other blokes come back. And, yeah, it was something special. Probably the first time, because they hadn't won the comp in 40-odd years. And then the second year, they more or less said, they'd be wooden spooners for sure. Yeah.
And you reckon it's got nothing to do with you? You're just too modest. I remember me and Derek went out there, pushed 40 yards and watched us play the Bidgee Bulls. Not the heart...
Well, Hurricanes, Narendra Hurricanes, yeah.
With big Bam Bam Bamford. And what a day of footy that was. And you were best on ground by a minute. But you would have, that would have been special for you know, where you grew up and you've never forgot your roots.
Oh, yeah, it was unreal. Like, you'd go out, park the car up, just drive from Goulburn, and it'd take you 40 minutes to get to the dressing sheds. Everyone pulling up, having the yarn to you. And, yeah. I enjoyed every minute of it.
Yeah. And I remember that morning we woke up, we come out of the motel room and you had them cod. You didn't invite us fishing.
Yeah. I just got lucky that morning too. They were biting.
Yeah. So your parents were back out at Avalong, I believe?
Yeah, mate. Yeah. Yeah.
And they're having a bit of a tough year this year, but you still play with the guys, the three ways in the knockout. Is that happening once again in 2019?
Yeah, I think so, mate. It's just,
you were playing for Central Coast.
Yeah, it just depends how the body's holding up.
You're one of the best in that body. It'll be holding up in another 10 years, I'd imagine. But I want to... just touch on this, and I hope you give this a bit of talking, Professor. You work hard. Jason Wells told me when he was down there, he said, like, Professor's unreal, he said, but he's one that's really, really, he works hard. He still works hard as a 40-year-old, I think, when Wellsy was down there. And is that a big thing for you? Well, obviously it is.
Oh, 100%. There's no way I'd be able to still play if I didn't do the hard stuff, yeah. But in saying that, I have dropped it back a fair bit the last couple of years, yeah.
Well, in your 40s, you played two successive grand finals in a row for Goulburn, and you were best on the ground in both. You've won Player of the Year, a lot of awards down there. So you're probably, and you're still the best now, and you're winding it back. How does Mrs. Professor... How is she with all the continuation of rugby league?
Well, we've all been down that road, but every year she gets a bit savage, but she sort of gets over it.
Yeah, I think by now, and Amber's still strongly supporting the footy squad.
Yeah, mate, she still comes to the football. She thinks if she gets half cut at the footy now that we win games. So she turns up and has about 8 cans of beer.
Yeah, right, eh? Well, if that's what it takes to keep them happy, that's what it takes.
Like, just a shame that I've always got to be the bloody designated driver.
Oh, because then it turns around, it's more about them than
you. That's right. The whole day's about her now.
Yeah, no, she's a great bush lady, Amber. She, the Bush Footy Yarns launch, she danced on the table and everything.
Yeah, she thinks she's a bit of a dancer sometimes.
Well, I'll never forget the security guard. He was standing there trying to get her down. She kept dancing, and Joey Williams said, "Get the dough." And Joe goes, "I ain't trying to touch her, mate. You want her down, you get her down." So he let her finish the song. And then she got down.
And I think she actually stole Joey's tambourine.
She did?
Yeah, I think she did.
Now, back to the Koori Knockouts, Professor. You played against Dennis in the grand final there a couple of years ago.
Yeah, mate. Yeah, a little bastard. I think he got over the top of me too.
Look, I'm glad you said that, because the first thing I was watching, I said, look at this, Dennis is into the Professor. And he was playing a little bit of a grub and putting off your game.
Oh, he was definitely doing that.
And that's footy. But you're getting up slapping at him and that. I've never seen it before. And it must have freaked you out too.
Oh, yeah. We were laughing about it, tormenting one another. I made sure I flopped on him a couple of times to even it up.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he definitely got me, I reckon.
Yeah. And that's the competitor in him. Like, I went to an extra session not long after Christmas there one year, and there was only me and Dennis. And I just, like, oh, well, we're not going to do anything. And then he's, come on. And we've run up the Big Hill Memorial William Parks, and he's going flat out. And I'm like, what are we doing, Dennis? And he goes, we're doing extras. I said, yeah, there's me and you. And he goes, it doesn't matter if it's fucking me. We're doing extras. We're doing 100%. And given all the Christmas food, I actually nearly pooed my pants in pain. And I had to stop. And he goes, give me one more hill run. And I said, Dennis, I have to sit down. I don't know whether I'm even going to make it hard. And that's just how he is with... And how he competes, and how he can still compete, because he's gone to Wellington this year, and the influence he's having on those guys is phenomenal. And I suppose all three of you are the same. We'll head towards the end here, but the modern day game, what do you like about it? What do you dislike about it? I'll just give my view. I hate the left right stuff, because people, they say, we have some young blokes that they say, I'm holding my corridor. And it's like, well, how about you open the door and come over here and have a fucking run, because there's no one here. But it's the ones coming through now, that's all they've done. What are your thoughts?
You got this one, Squash?
Oh, mate, honestly, I don't agree with the left to right stuff. I just think there should be... like the old days, I think the halfbacks would play on the ball all the time.
Oh, yes.
I still really believe if you've got a dominant half, that he should be on the ball all the time. And it's pretty simple. Mate, probably one thing that I don't... Probably the biggest thing that I hate in the game at the moment is the blokes that can't fight, but they're the first place to come in and push and shove.
Yes.
And I just cannot handle that.
Yeah.
It's changed a lot. Sometimes most times I'd prefer them just go and watch a local game of footy now than watch an NRL game.
Yeah, 100%. Because you're right there that, admittedly, I would have loved to be dummy out, like hooking with you two blokes, because it gives you a license to give a little bit of lip. But that caught up with me when all the big older fellas left, don't worry, and I got mine back. But, we've even got a crowd here at Bush Footy Yarns Podcast Live. They're clapping this.
They like you.
The conversation. that rough stuff. You miss that, Dotto? Because they reckon you're a bit of a grub and...
A bit of a grub, mate. I played against him out at the West Wylong Knockout, and he sent a bloke out. He looked like Ivan Drago to kill me.
And how'd old mate go?
He jammed me twice, and then he was out of breath. I said, thanks, Dotto. Thanks for finding Ivan Drago to help me.
Who was Ivan Drago, Professor?
Oh, he was big Dave Luckwell. He was a massive man. And I'd prepped him for 6 weeks before we played squasher.
He smashed me 2 times in a row. He smashed me the first one. I thought, oh, I can't get there. Let this fella get it over me. So I got back and ran him again, and then he smashed me again. I wasn't going a third.
But like Squash said, he weathered the storm. Poor old Dave, he was knocked up by the end of it.
And old Professor would have just been in the background just running balls and just elbows, knees, quick play.
Mate, and you know what? The Professor was just laughing his head off. I'm out the middle of the field whinging at him, and he was just giggling away, laughing. I'm thinking, you little bastard.
We're coming into the knockout season soon. Obviously, the big knockout, I don't know where it is. He's away from that. Are you heading out to Dubbo again?
Yeah,
we're heading out there.
Well, how's about you get me a start as a, because you can have a white man in them Dubbo teams, and I need a gig.
Yeah, well, Dotto's the man to see. He runs everything out there.
I don't know about that, but we'll lock in, Billy. We'll lock in.
Righty-o. Now, I'm even happy if I don't get on in the hard games. I just want to be involved. I grew up in Peak Hill, and it's been one of my wishes. Joey Williams rang me one day and asked me to play in the Dubbo knockout, and I said, oh, mate, always wanted to play in the knockout. He said, yeah, well, you can play, bud. And I said, oh, well, it's good. How many white poles are we allowed? And he goes, oh, yeah, we're allowed 3. He said, but we've got them. And I said, well, what am I doing? And he goes, well, you're a curry. And I said, no, I'm not. And he goes, yes, you are, bud. He said, of course you are. And I said, I swear to God, I'm not. I should be, but I'm not. And he actually thought I was one. And then he goes, oh, well, we've taken our white quota up, so do you want to run the water? And, that was the closest I got to a curry knockout. And I didn't even go and run the water. I was that upset. But if you can get me a start, Dotto, I do have a good couple of minutes out of dummy half, like a set or two, just ramping it up and egging you forwards on. Are you playing in the same team, Squash?
Yeah, we do, mate. We both play for you, Abelons. Yeah.
Oh. All 3 of us play for you, Abelons.
Yeah, and Dennis is there as well.
Four of us. We've got Dennis as well.
What a deadly combination.
Yeah, but what did we win it by last year, Dotto?
No, I'm not sure. We ended up winning the final.
It was about 42-4 or something, the final.
Beautiful.
We were lucky we got through, weren't we, Squash?
Yeah, well, I could
Someone got held up over the line the first game.
Oh, yeah. Someone dropped the ball over the line and nearly lost us the semi.
But he's won and he's
just... Yeah, we scraped in by 2 points, I think, after Dotto dropped the ball over the line.
Righty-o, what date's that on?
It's a weekend before the big one.
Beautiful. I'll lock it in. I'm just coming into some form. If the Parks Reserve would make the semis... And go a long way in. I'll probably get about 32 minutes of football in the next 4 weeks, and I'll be primed for that. that's good. And that's in Dubbo on a Saturday, correct?
Yeah.
Jaden playing?
Yeah.
The Black Cockatoo?
Yeah, he'll be there.
This is and young Morris.
Yeah, Knife will be there.
Oh, my God. I've got a rugby league, bush footy, Indigenous knockout erection.
Yeah, bloody she's oath. A good side.
Yeah. Even stronger with me in it.
Bloody oath, Billy.
Yeah. Well, anyway, legends of the game. I love yous both. You've always been great to me and bush footy yarns and not that, you're just good fellas and always up to talk. One thing I always remember about Squasher Waden is I hadn't known him long and I went through my breakup with my first wife and sort of turned off everything and I was just living at the Oakhurst Park. Work. I just wasn't seeing anyone. I had no pay, no nothing, and just a work phone. And one day I got a text message on this work phone, and it was Squash the Woden. And I don't know how he found that number, because no one else did. And he just said, "Mate, are you all right?" And, I was a bit worried about you, and that's something I'll never forget. But that's just something that comes with footy, I think. Looking out for each other. And, yeah, I just wanted to give you a plug on that one, Squash.
Thanks, know, Billy. Thanks, mate.
A lot of people I thought were a lot closer to me didn't find me, and, yeah, very special. Professor, I wouldn't expect anything from you because you avoid me phone calls. The only man in history that works for council, and every time I ring, you say, "Mate, I'm busy."
Mate, he's off the council now. He's actually got to work.
Oh, don't worry. I was just talking to him. They don't call him the professor for nothing, Squad. He's wearing the suit. Righto, boys. Now, I'm just thinking of an intro song for you both. You can have a request, you know, like, because I'm getting that technology advanced, that there's introduction songs and everything if you've listened to the previous podcast. So is there any special request you'd like for the song to lead into this excellent podcast?
What do you reckon, Squash? Yesterday's Hero?
Yesterday's Hero. That's 1927, is it?
All that Toby Keith song. As good as I never was.
As good as I never was. Well, what about... the old, you ain't seen nothing yet.
Yeah, it's a bit late for that.
No, come on, Dotto. You told me you were, see how the body goes for the knockout in grand final weekend, and then just bang, yeah, I'm out at Dubbo for the one the week before. And I'd say you're going to fulfill one of Dennis Moran's great wishes next year, and word is you could be flying in a spaceship, isn't that all right? Especially after the four of us get together in this knockout, I think that'll annoy Dennis, because Dennis gets frustrated at me, and we've got a love-hate relationship, and it was because he's so serious, and I sort of enjoy training a bit, and probably a little bit too much when I got back and was fat, and he caught me with lollies at training one day, and holy hell, it was like I'd, you know, killed someone. And all I was doing was just handing out a few lollies.
Don't feel bad, Billy. He turns on me all the time.
Does he? And then last year, we were playing in the semi-final together in Reggie's, and I went on, and I was just excited, and I flicked and sort of missed, not sort of, I missed the tackle. And I'll tell you what, I wasn't going to fucking miss any more. Geez, you give it to me. Like, really give it to me. And I'm just like, but in saying that, I didn't take it personally. And it made, I'll tell you what, I didn't miss any for the next 4 minutes of play. I only played five.
Well, he gets up me. Right. He gets up me every set.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I think he leaves you alone. It takes it out of me.
If he's smart, he'd be... work out how you both work, you both tick on the field, and take full advantage of that at dummy arm. Yeah, well, rightio, boys.
Righto,
thanks for your time, much appreciated. Two legends, and we'll be in touch about playing together and hitting the fields of Apex over in Dubbo in September.
Yeah,
all right, then, Billy. Thanks for having us.
Righto, boys.
Thanks,
see you later.
See you.